Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Ben Mitzvah, and we are up to parak tes, Mishnah Yud. Hamakal sadeh mechaver l'shavua echad b'shav me'el zuz. If you're supposed to receive a field, you rent a field for one Shemitah cycle for 700 zuz. Hashavias min aminyan, the seventh year, the Shemitah year, counts toward the 7 years, because you said a seven-year period, a shavua, so that means seven straight years. I mean, you can't come back to the guy with a taina, look, I only got 6 years of work out of it because it's also to work in the seventh year, and therefore I should be able to keep it for the eighth year because the eighth year is really my seventh year of work. No, you said a shavua. Shavua means a Shemitah cycle. Kiblei menu sheva shana b'sheva me'elzuz. If you rented it for 7 years, you didn't say a shavua, you said sheva shonim for 700 zuz, then ein hashvi'is min aminyan. Then you can ask to, then you can, you do have the rights to keep it for the eighth year because you didn't get 7 years of work out of it. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, schir yom gova kalalayla. If you're hired to work for the day, then you can collect your wages the entire following night, and that's the time that you're supposed to be paid. And if the guy didn't pay you before sunrise the next morning, then he violated an issue of lotalin, schar sachir. Schir laylo gova kalayom. If someone is working all night, then the entire time where his payment period is the following day. Schir sha'os, if someone is working for a few hours, so gova kalalayla. If you finish working in the middle of the night, the rest of that night you have to be is the time to pay you. But by the next morning, it's already too late. V'kalayom, and if you finish work during the day, you can collect for the rest of that day, but it has to be before shkia of that day for the boss not to violate the halacha. Schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shana, schir Shavua. If you have someone who's working for a week or a month or a year or a Shemitah cycle, Yatzav Yom Kova Kalayom. So if he finished work that during a daytime, he can collect the rest of that day. But it has to be before Shkia. Yatzav Balayla, Kova Kalalayla, Vikalayom. But if he finished the work at night, he can collect payment. It's still the paying on time if he gets paid at any time throughout the rest of that night and through the rest of the next day. Doesn't seem to fit the pattern of the Mishnah, right? Meaning, since he's being employed for a longer period of time, we don't just say that if he finishes the middle of the night that you got to pay him through that night. You still get the following day as well. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud, we had said that if a person receives a field he rents a field for a Shavua, that means for X amount of money, that means that it's 7 years including Shemitah. But if he says Sheva Shanim, that means it's 7 years excluding Shemitah. And then in Mishnah Yeralf, we spoke about paying workers on time of Losolim Pulas Sachir Tcha Ad Boker, the Yisr in the Torah of not delaying payment, that if a guy is working during the daytime, you got to pay him the following night. If he's working the nighttime, you got to pay him the following day. If he's working hourly, whenever he finishes, if he finishes the middle of the night, you got to pay him by the end of the night. If he finishes the middle of the day, you got to pay him by the end of the day. If he's working for a longer period of time, a month, a year, a Shemitah cycle, so if he finishes the middle of the day, you got to pay him that day. If he finishes the middle of the night, though, you could pay him the rest of that night as well as the following day. Right? That's what the Bar Tanur explains. Kivin de mashcha pu'ulaso mishetech shach havli schir layla ve'in over alav baboker al de machras b'shkia sechama. They only violate when it comes to shkia sechama the following day. So let's, next time, we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Beis.